Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 160 on June 29th, 2017, which just happens to be my 60th birthday. Should I repeat that for you? Which just happens to be my 60th birthday. Holy crap, I'm 60 years old. And I am still changing the world one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, or you want to give me a birthday present, consider becoming a patron of mine so I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and recording videos for people interested in pegging everywhere. Just go to Patreon, patreon.com/RubyRider, or you go to my website and click the Support My Work button on the right-hand side. So we are going to start off this birthday podcast the right way, of course. Pegging celebration time! Hello, Ruby. As we discussed my journey into pegging some while ago, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that the journey culminated for my wife and I yesterday. We fumbled a bit getting into a groove and keeping the dildo in place, laugh out loud, but it ended on a magical note. My wife's orgasm, which was so important for me to see her do that, and the best part being the post-pegging discussion. We discussed our initial feelings with her taking me from behind, the feeling of vulnerability sliding back on her cock, her own numb legs from being in the dominant position from behind. I joke that she now knows how I feel when we have sex that way. The best part for my wife was the feeling that we are each other's first as far as pegging, so there is a natural bond formed of exploring that territory and all the emotions and feelings that come during the experience. I thought you'd want to know because I have been a long fan of your blogs. I actually owe you a great deal for my ability to work through nerves, approach the topic with my wife, and you'll be happy to know another couple has entered the world of pegging. I can't wait to see what happens next. And this is from a listener in Bermuda. So, listener in Bermuda, congratulations. That's awesome. It's really common to have a little bit of difficulty getting into the groove the first time. It is. It's awkward, it's new, it's different, and you'll get the groove. You totally will. It sounds like the first time went great for you. I send both of you big congratulations. It was great to hear you also share how it meant a lot to your wife that you were each other's firsts in that area. That can feel really special, and it can feel really bonding. So absolutely, I get that, and I'm really happy for both of you. Thanks for writing in and letting us know. It was a delight to play the music for you. Okay, here's a comment on my Pegging Paradise website from the article Double-Ended Dildos. My lady and I have devised a fun alternative to using a harness with either the real dough or larger realistic toys. A close-fitting pair of high-cut Daisy Dukes with an open fly provides just enough support to hold the double-ended in her without restricting movement or being complex to set up. Just insert into her and slide on the shorts. It holds her end in with a nice bit of upward pressure and looks hot as hell when her juices darken the faded denim. Using the bigger dildos with suction cup bases, the button fly can be opened or closed enough to hold it firmly, and the base puts the pressure high on her clit. Sometimes she'll greet me, wearing the shorts, with the surprise tucked inside, with my bulge soon matching hers. That was great to read. So for any of you out there that don't know what Daisy Dukes are, they're just like jean shorts. So they're jean shorts and they're kind of short shorts. The button fly part is what helps this style of jeans, whether they're shorts or jeans that haven't been cut off, to hold in the dildo. Yes, this is absolutely an alternative. If you don't have a harness, this is a way to do this. It's not my favorite way because button flies, when I am pressing with the dildo into my guy and pushing, those button flies push against my pubic bone and stuff, but if you don't really push hard against the person you're pegging, then it should work lovely. And what a bonus that it will hold in not only the singles, but the doubles as well. So thanks for writing in with that hint. And for any of you out there that have lovely toys and don't have a harness yet, and you've got a pair of buttonfly jeans or shorts hanging around, there you go. Okay, this is an email. My boyfriend and I sometimes dabble in chastity. We've done both long-term and short-term. We've tried pegging quite a few times as well, and now he's suggesting we mix the two, me pegging him while he wears a chastity device. Have you ever done this? What happens? I have not done this personally. However, I have three pieces of information for you. The first is when the subject of chastity came up some time ago, a listener wrote in and offered a really nice write-up on all the things that men really enjoy about chastity. Because the subject of pegging and chastity came up, and I said, I'm not sure I get it, so somebody enlighten me. Tell me what's so cool about this. And he wrote in, so I'm going to put the link for that in the Linkorama. And there's two other things I'm going to put in the Linkorama. One is a link to podcast number 141, which has a lot of other stuff in it too, but kind of by default became the chastity podcast because I think three or four different people in there are talking about it. And last but not least, I also have a link to a thread on the forum on my blog where the chastity subject came up and things were talked about there. So what happens? Well, a number of things can happen. If your guy has been deprived of orgasms for some time and you leave that cage on while you're fucking him, he can have either an anal orgasm, which is a non-ejaculatory one, or an ejaculatory one. So it is possible, absolutely, to come while you're being pegged and in a chastity cage. In terms of how it feels, in terms of the constriction and not being able to get hard, I don't know. I've heard guys talk about how that constriction is a little bit painful, but that it actually feels really good because it's intense and it helps them keep their mind on their ass, if you will, and off of their cock. So give it a try. Let us know how it goes for you, because if I had a consistent partner, I would probably be venturing off into the land of exploration with chastity devices because it fascinates me. It really does. I fully support your boyfriend's idea of combining the two. I think you'll really enjoy it. So yeah, give it a try and let us know how it goes. And here we are again with pegging celebration time. Hi, Ruby. I've been a fan of your website and podcast for 7 years. That is also how long I have been obsessed with being pegged by my wife. Here's a little background. We are in our mid-30s, dated in high school, married in our 20s, and have 2 kids. We are happily married for many reasons. Sexual compatibility is not one of them. I am kinky and regularly obsess about sex. She's vanilla and claims to rarely think about sex. Somehow, we manage a healthy, vanilla sex life with just enough kinks mixed in for me to stay satisfied. For the last 7 years, pegging has been a hard no for my wife. I tried everything to help her familiarize with the concept. We read articles on your website. We listened to episode number 112. I practiced by myself to reassure her it is pleasurable. Every time I brought it up, we would argue. She'd tell me to go find someone else to fuck me in the ass. I'd tell her she is the only person I want to experience it with. These exchanges would create immense levels of anxiety as I was contemplating whether or not our relationship would survive. I am happy to share with you, Ruby. Patience prevailed. Throughout the 7 years, my wife agreed to peg me on a number of occasions, but always with anger and spite. I always cared more about the shared experience rather than just checking the box, so we never followed through. This morning, things changed. We had an empty house. The conversation ended with a discussion about her wanting to do it for my enjoyment, instead of she was willing to do it if it will cheer me up. She put on some sexy lingerie. asked me to go get the harness, and I lubed it up. A nice make-out session followed by a brief orientation, and she slowly eased in the dildo while I lay on my back. It just took a little while to get the dual-density dildo in, and then she started to slowly fuck me for the first time. We made eye contact. I could see she didn't have a look of disgust, but instead an attentive gaze, like she was paying attention to my pleasure faces. I just melted into the bed. I noticed a large drip of pre-cum coming from my cock, and so did my wife. She reached down, grabbed my cock, ran her finger through the pre-cum and around the head before she slowly started to stroke. It was in the morning. The room was bright. I took in the image I had been waiting 7 years for. My beautiful wife in lingerie, a harness, a dildo in my ass, and her hand wrapped around my cock. A few minutes of this amazing sight, and I came like I've never come before. It was worth the wait. She said, "It wasn't as traumatic as I thought it would be. I'm sorry I wasn't willing to do that for so long." Hearing those words may have been better than the orgasm itself. Thank you, Ruby. Without your site and podcast, I'm sure I'd still be waiting. I'm heading over to Patreon right now. Best regards, Patient Husband. Wow, that is quite a story, and I do believe you are now the record holder of how long you've had to wait, how long you've had to be patient. So congratulations on finally getting there. I'm curious, if you two are still talking about it, what was the thing that finally changed her mind? I'm really curious about that. So if it feels right to you, if you're willing to do it, if she's willing to answer, I would love to have the answer to that question, because that's a very long time to say no and then change your mind. So I'm wondering what happened. I'm really happy for both of you, and it sounds like it was a beautiful first time. Really, really lovely first time. I hope that things progress from here and you get all the pegging that you've been wanting for 7 years. In fact, I hope she gets so enthusiastic about it that she gives you more than you can handle and you actually have to say, whoa, whoa, maybe not tonight. Whatever level of pegging you are receiving, I'm happy for both of you, and thanks for writing in. I'm so happy that I was able to play the music for you after 7 years. Congratulations. Okay, this is an email. Hello, Ruby. I recently found your podcast after listening to your interview on Life on the Swing Sets podcast and have been binging ever since. I'm still pretty new to pegging. My current boyfriend is my first partner who took anal play to this exciting level. He's such an ass slut, which is perfect because pegging has become my all-time favorite thing. We went to our neighborhood sex store and bought a dildo and strap-on within our first month of dating, and the rest is history. It's funny, we're both subs and have experience with pro doms, so we were wary of our bedroom roles at first, but something about that strap-on flipped a switch in my brain. Ever since that first time, I've been researching doms and coming up with new and exciting things for us to explore. For a while, he was trying to match me and creating scenes for us with him doming me, but no matter how wonderful the spankings were or how tight the ropes were, I wanted to be back on top of him and making him squirm. Last night, we brought our play to another new height, and I fisted my boyfriend for the first time. It was his second time, but the first time with a partner and someone he loves. Frankly, I never thought I'd have a partner as fun and open as he is, and I'm so grateful our bedroom chemistry and partner chemistry are both incredible. Thank you again for your website and podcast. Let us know when your next class at Entice Me is. Well, the next class I'm having in Long Beach with Tiffany at Entice Me is on July 29th. And in the Linkorama, you will find the Eventbrite link for that, and I hope to see you too there. Thank you for sharing how it kind of flipped a switch in you. That happens with women sometimes. And it happens with women sometimes who have previously had really no thoughts or desires to be dominant. But then in that role, in that moment when you're actually thrusting inside of him, making him squirm and moan and things, sometimes a switch gets flipped. And all of a sudden, it's like, ooh, I like being in control. I like doing all this stuff. And if you have any inclinations towards BDSM, then it can expand from there into other activities, which it sounds like you guys are having a great time doing. Fisting is a really interesting thing. I've done that several times in my life. And I enjoy the intensity of it, the feeling of intimacy, one small little twist of your hand, and you can have them in ecstasy. It's a pretty amazing thing. So, happy to hear the news. Thank you for writing in. And yes, you can find the link to that class on July 29th in Long Beach in the Linkorama. And oh, also before my classes, we are going to co-facilitate a workshop on toxic toys. So that's going to start at noon. It'll go until 1. There'll be half an hour break. And then I'm going to teach both of my classes. And the toxic toy workshop is half price if you go to both of my classes and make a day of it, a day of sexy fun and learning and eroticism and treats. We always have, you know, yummy things and wine there too. Man, if that doesn't sell you on it, I don't know what would. Wine, goodies, talk about sex, talk about toys. So anybody who's in the Long Beach or LA area, please come and join us. That's going to be a really fun day, July 29th. And thank you for writing in. I do love it when the women write in. I hear from more men than women. So thanks. So this is a comment that was on my Pegging 101 website for the article, The Truth About Strapless Strap-Ons. I don't know why they don't make one that plugs into both holes for double the hold. They are very close and so probably wouldn't require a lot of variation in spacing. Wouldn't be for everyone, but certainly for some. A little tugging action and a clenched B-hole can be pleasurable anyhow. Well, yeah, I'm not sure if this would work or not, because there is a fair amount of variation of spacing between the two. I think that the demand for this is something that is really not quite there. And the demand is what drives manufacture of products. So experiment and make it yourself and tell us how it goes. There are people out there who are checking out silicone toys and things and imagining things like you just have and making their own at home and trying it out. So it's an idea. I don't know how that would feel. I'm not sure how it would work. But I still think that you would have to have a harness to hold it in. I really do. Because the whole clenching thing, see, the thing is it's really nice to be able to thrust and relax. And you're not relaxing when you're clenching everything to hold something in. You're fucking someone, sure, but you're not relaxing and really enjoying it. So there's that. But good idea, and thanks for the suggestion. Okay, this was a comment left on the article Vanilla to Pegger, One Man's Story on my Pegging Paradise website. Pegging celebration time! I have a similar story. I am 29, married for about 6 years now. When I was in high school, I dated a woman who was very experimental sexually, and one day put her finger in my ass while giving me a blowjob. It felt great, and I recall an older guy who I worked with that I respected saying I should let a girl try this sometime. This girl and I broke up, but I dated another girl a few years later who seemed to pick up on the fact that when she rubbed her hand around my ass when playing with my balls during a handjob, that I seemed to enjoy it and eventually bought a small vibrator to use on my ass when we had sex. At this point, I never heard of pegging. I actually got somewhat confused on my sexuality. I got teased a lot in high school with people thinking I was gay, mostly because I wore tight-fitting jeans, and as I found out later after discussions with my wife, it seemed to be a jealousy issue with other guys because I was frequently dating women, but was never bragging about any sexual exploits. I actually tried meeting up with guys a couple of times, but could never get past making out with them or fooling around sexually for a couple of minutes before I was simply not into it at all. I have been into transsexual pornography for years. At some point, I came across amateur pegging pornography. I got hooked on the idea after that. Previously, and as mentioned in some of your articles, a lot of professional pegging likes to focus on cross-dressing, humiliation, and other kinks like latex, etc. Stuff I'm not interested in. The amateur pegging porn made sense. My wife is pretty good at picking up on what I want sexually. She always knew about the transsexual pornography, and she was actually totally fine with it because her older brother got caught with a transsexual porn magazine back in his high school years. She is also into watching lesbian pornography, as she's not interested in the hardcore aspect of professional porn. When we were first dating, she realized after a few months that I was always interested in playing with her tits during foreplay and during sex, that she started giving me hand jobs on her tits and tit jobs. It took about 2 years of dating to admit to the transsexual porn, and was comforting to know that she didn't find it odd or questionable. I was working a boring job at a grocery store, and we were talking on the phone via text messages on my break. She was horny, and it was easier to talk about sexual stuff over text than face-to-face. I am pretty shy sexually. Socially, I am not. Probably from the Catholic school upbringing I had as a child. In any case, I mentioned pegging during this conversation, and she said she would do it for me, but it would take her a while to get used to it as she wasn't interested in being the man. I tried to reassure her that it's not about feminization for me. She already understood about the prostate gland and how it could potentially feel good. She did have some concerns, particularly that she couldn't understand how good it feels as she has never had a good anal experience. We've tried anal sex before, but she's just legitimately not into it. She doesn't even enjoy fingers in her ass. That's okay. Everyone likes different things. It took a long time, but every now and again I'd get very horny during a handjob or something and ask her to put fingers in my ass. It was very difficult to ask. I felt embarrassed at first. It's hard to do those things in real life, especially when you have had a fantasy brewing in your head for years. But occasionally I got her to do it. She even would ask sometimes if that's what I want. She wasn't disgusted by it. A couple of years go by, and I bring up pegging sometimes to her, and she was still wary about trying it. She was nervous, still didn't quite understand it. She said she would do this for me, but that she wasn't ready to try it yet. I didn't push the issue. A month ago, I got home early from work. I was at home masturbating, and she came in. She didn't catch me, but I just mentioned to her that I was in the middle of jerking off and got interrupted. We went upstairs, and she was jerking me off, but could tell I wanted more. She asked me what I wanted, and I told her I don't think she's ready to do what I want her to do yet. She told me she'll do whatever I want, but I just need to be more confident. She said it sounds hot if I tell her I need it. I told her I needed her to fuck me. She smiled and said, "That's better." I have a strap-on I've been practicing with for a couple of years, which she already knew about it, and was fine with this. I went downstairs and got it, she got dressed up, and it was an amazing experience. It feels great when you masturbate yourself this way, but to have someone else bend you over and jerk you off at the same time makes you come so much faster and harder. Afterwards, she was much more open to it and was like, "Wow, that wasn't so bad." We talked about it more afterwards positively. We haven't done it again, but plan to soon. We actually just had more sexual discussions the other night and talked about our sexual confidences. She has some insecurities herself with being eaten out, and she gets insecure if I try to play with her clit with a vibrator. And she reaffirmed me telling her about what I need. I told her I may need something again in the future. So my story is similar to the one mentioned above. You really must take time with it. You cannot just go to the bar and take a girl home the first night and ask her to fuck your ass. I think part of the appeal of pegging is the level of trust you share with your partner. It actually helped her to be more open about what she wants during sex, as she realized how incredibly difficult it was for me to ask for something I wanted sexually, especially something that's considered taboo. You know, you left this as a comment on my blog, but I had to play the music for you because this is a great story. Thank you so much for sharing that. And congratulations on finally getting there. Congratulations on being so good at approaching it slowly, bringing it up, realizing that you had trouble asking for it. And kudos to her to say, you got to be more confident and say, you need this. That relates to one of the things that I usually advise guys in terms of don't approach it like you're talking to her about having leukemia. Now, that's a line from Dan Savage, so I have to credit him. But what he meant by that was when you talk about your kinks with your partner, especially if it's a situation which is different than yours, in which you have a new partner and you're telling him, you're laying your kink cards on the table, kind of, to do it with confidence, do it with excitement. But it also applies here in a relationship that you've had for a long time. Get really excited about something and you go, I need this, and I'm really excited about sharing it with you. You're the only person I want to do this with, and can we please do this? Because, man, I've been playing, you know, with these toys in my ass, and I need to do this with you and see what it's like. Might have been a way to approach it. And I wonder if you had approached it that way, if it was something that she would have done sooner. Regardless, I'm really glad that you got there. I'm curious to find out how often you guys are going to be enjoying this new thing that you have in your sexual treasure chest. And wow, great story. Thank you for sharing it. I was happy to play the music for you. Okay, an email. So I'm having a relationship with this most awesome man. We met through a dating site and began a texting relationship immediately. Within days, we were talking about anal play. I never met anyone who offered me the sexual relationship I've always wanted. We've seen each other 3 times. So he has intense rimming and pegging fantasies. I thought these had been realized. Turns out they have not. He's terrified. He wants this so much, and I am 100% there, and had no idea I wanted so much. He's scared of what it will mean, how much he will want, that it will hurt. I've done everything I can to make him feel safe. He's never done any research until I sent it to him, even looked at any still frame porn. He's totally into this. Please know, he has even talked about fisting. Do you have any advice on how I can make him more comfortable? I've told him I researched it and have learned some things that will help him be comfortable. Thank you, Ruby. I was stoked to find you. Best to you, Kitty. So, Kitty, well, education does a whole lot to calm fears. So one of the things that you can do is to send it to my website to a couple of different places. One is a short piece I wrote about, it's called Reassurance for the Men. And I wrote it and I also recorded an MP3 of it if he wants to listen to it or read it. And it basically reassures men that this is a totally okay thing to want, to crave, and that it doesn't label them or make them anything other than a man who is interested in anal exploration. The other place I'm going to send you is to an article I wrote about self-play. This might be a really good introduction for him to reassure himself that it's really okay and that it feels good, because exploring it yourself first can give you more confidence in exploring it with a partner. And the last link that I'm going to put in the Linkorama for you is the link to the couples exploration. So that will give you great guidelines on how to do this the first time, because exploring anally together is the first step to eventually doing pegging. And I think it's a really important thing to do this anal play and exploration together before the pegging, because what it will do is to acquaint you with what he likes anally. It will allow him to be able to communicate about it well as you two play together. You know, it will help your communication skills, because you're going to stay in communication really well and talk about what feels good and what doesn't. And it will reassure him that this is really something okay. It will reassure him that there's no fear about what it might mean or that you might not respect him or things like that. So I highly recommend that as well. Although you've done some research and you've learned some things that would help him be more comfortable, I feel it's important for him to go and do some research himself and read a few things. So if he can check out those things that I have mentioned, and there's all kinds of other information on my website. There's a whole bunch of postings that I was actually writing monthly for a while about, no, it doesn't make you gay. And there's a tag for that that'll bring up all kinds of things written about that, if that's one of his fears. What I would suggest also is just sitting down and having a conversation with him outside of the bedroom about what kind of fears he has, okay? The fear of if it hurts is actually answered in that article about couples play, because the whole point is if it hurts, you're doing it incorrectly. If it hurts, you're either going too fast, you don't have enough lube, you don't have the right toy, things like that. So It is quite possible to enjoy pegging without ever being in pain. But if you sit down and have this conversation, another fear that he might have is perhaps he's been watching the pegging porn and he thinks that pegging has to go hand in hand with feminization, being beaten, BDSM type of stuff, being humiliated, things like that. And if he's into any of that stuff, that's awesome. And hopefully you are too, if he is. But it doesn't have to be connected like that. It can just be pegging. It can be a lovely sensual experience between the two of you. So his fears may range around those sorts of things. Another fear that is common with men is that you're going to tell someone, if you fuck him, that at some point in time you're going to divulge that information to either your girlfriends, your friends. Maybe you guys don't last, you break up, and he's afraid you'll tell people. That is also something that men can be afraid of, so reassure him on this point and stick to it and never ever tell anybody about it unless you have his permission. So, yeah, have him do the research. Send him to my website. There's so much stuff there. And if he's not kinky at all and you want to kind of not show him that stuff, you can send him to pegging101.com. But if you think that he can handle the stuff that's on Pegging Paradise, awesome. So, there you go. Thank you for writing in, and please let us know when we can play the music for you. Okay, this is another email. Hello from Ireland, Ruby. Just came across your vast, humorous, informative, kinky, fun website, to which I will return again and again. But first, I just have to know what that fantastic music is at the start of your podcasts. I tried Googling it. I tried Shazam. It doesn't recognize it. So please let me know if I can buy the rest of it. It's just great, like the rest of your website. Regards, Rob. So Rob, when I first started my podcasts, I did a lot of research trying to find out what people who have done podcasts before had to say about if they had to do it all over again, what they would change. And I paid real close attention to a lot of things. One of them was music in your podcast. If you play a theme song type of thing, then you better have the rights to it. Because it'd be a bummer to do like 5 years of podcasting and then all of a sudden have the owner of the music confront me and sue me or tell me I can't use the music or that kind of stuff. You get the point. So I went to specific websites searching for exactly these things. And there are musicians out there, bless your hearts, who actually do pieces of music that are available for purchasing the rights to. So where this music comes from is a website called neosounds.com, spelled just like it sounds, neosounds.com. The name of the clip is called Boogie Night. And here's the description that the composer, that the musician wrote for this piece of music. A hot-blooded and sexy, swaying, slow surf rock track with 1960s guitar style, very Tarantino-esque, perhaps a strip bar, dirty nightclub, or just a very hot femme fatale. Irresistible but dangerous. And the tags attached to it are 70s through 90s rock, general rock, erotic slash sexy, lazy, unhurried, and electric guitars. So I chose a number of pieces of music and I ran it by a couple of friends of mine and asked them which ones they thought, and this one was pretty unanimous. So I'm glad you like it, but that's why it won't Shazam. And I think it's like $34, something like that. You can look it up. It flashed before me, and I paid that a long time ago, so I have the rights to the music to it now. But anybody can buy to use that clip. So if you really want that music, you're going to have to pay a pretty penny for it. But you will then have the license to it as well. So the length of the piece is actually exactly as long as what I divide between the beginning and the end of the podcast. It's not really that long of a piece. So there you go. There's the information. I'm thrilled that you Shazammed it too. For anybody who doesn't know what that is, Shazam is an app on your phone where you press the button, it listens to the music, and it tells you what it is. I love it. I totally love it. I know there's lots of other apps like that called different things, like for the iPhone and stuff like that. But yeah, you Shazammed it. Excellent. And thank you for your kind words about my website. I'm so glad that you're enjoying it. I'm so glad that you are enjoying the podcast as well. Okay, so this next thing that I'm going to read you is from a guy that I crossed paths with on Facebook. And I can't remember exactly where we crossed paths, but there was some discussion of pantyhose and men wearing them. And he sort of expressed doubt about that. And I said, well, why not? Why not give it a try? So here is what he ended up writing me in private messages. And of course, I have his full permission to share this. In the spirit of dispelling stereotypes, I would like to also tell you that this man has served in the military. And the title of this piece, we decided to title it. Here's the title. Pantyhose are so soft. To make it an even better story than it already is, pegging celebration time. Had no idea that pantyhose were so soft and that the vibration of a strap-on could bring me from I'm tough to please let me serve you. She had me pinned down over one of those sex wedge pillows, hands around my hips, every stroke making my cock rub the pantyhose. Oh my God, I wasn't going anywhere. The vibrating dildo was small but very effective in putting me in my place. She has me in the proper underwear all the time now. This all started when I wanted my girl to wear pantyhose. She declined. I asked again. She said if I liked them, that she would love to put me in them. I responded with a laugh out loud. Yeah, right. I'd never fit in pantyhose. She said, oh, yes. You're going to look great in pantyhose. Do you mind shaving? I said, that won't help. She grins and hands me a couple of razors. I said, if I fit in pantyhose, I keep shaving and obey you. She grins more. Will you wear what I tell you to wear? Are you sure you can handle being in pantyhose? Because if you can, you will be my bitch. At this point, I was laughing hysterically. I said, come on, why would I do that? She then said, that's it. I've decided I will make you come in them. I was laughing. So she helped shave me and then led me to the bedroom. She asked if I was ready. Sure. With my smooth legs, the pantyhose slid right up. She had the waistband up high. Then she put something around my waist. What's this? A corset. It didn't feel bad, and it went right over the pantyhose. Then she laced it up. I tried to pull the pantyhose off too late. When I tried to pull them off, my hands just slid down them, smoothing them out. That's about the time she cuffed me. I was asked to place my hands behind my back and was handcuffed. Once I was cuffed, she put a pair of black pumps on me. Then she told me, don't squirm and don't come, little boy. You are my pantyhose boy. This is when she started rubbing my cock. I couldn't help it. I got excited. It felt very good. Then came the wedge sex pillow. I can't tell you how overwhelmed I was in those pantyhose when she put me face down on that pillow. I didn't even catch that there was a hole in the pantyhose for pegging me. Oh my God, she applied lube with one hand and the other was on my neck. Then the vibrating started and her other hand went to my hips. When she knew I was taking it like I should, both hands went to my hips. I was wiggling around. The corset was getting tighter and tighter. The toy was vibrating and it wasn't long and she had me. The vibrating strap-on and the pantyhose rubbing on me. It's hard to describe the feeling of being penetrated in pantyhose with the corset and heels. I gave in quickly. I'm sure you hear this all the time. She made me come 3 times. I was exhausted. I was, and still am, her pantyhose boy. And yes, I am in pantyhose right now. And yes, I promised to obey women. I guess that would include you. I still can't believe the whole thing happened. These pantyhose are so soft. I want to wear them, and really don't mind at all if a woman is in charge. I do want to thank you. You gave me a nudge to do this. I can't tell you how much I like being put in pantyhose. I really didn't think I'd fit. Her toy is the vibrating kind. I'm just a little overwhelmed with all of this. I had a good weekend. She had me in pantyhose, miniskirt, and heels. I'm starting to get used to my new clothes. Definitely not used to the way my legs look, though. Any tips on walking in heels? Would love any tips you have about pantyhose, heels, and corsets. I still can't believe these pantyhose are so soft. Oh, what a delightful, delightful story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And also, thank you for your permission to tell everybody beforehand that you have served in the military. I do like to destroy stereotypes about tough men don't do stuff like this. Clearly, tough men do stuff like this sometimes and really enjoy it, because you certainly are. So I have to laugh at the part where you said you were told to obey women, and you guessed that that would include me. Because what I told you on the Facebook messages was, great, go over to Patreon and sign up for $10 a month. So congratulations on being pegged for the very first time in quite an inventive way. This is like a porn story. This is like a good porn story, not a bad one. And I'm so happy that all of this worked so well, and sounds like she knew exactly what she was doing, especially with the hole in the pantyhose to peg you. That's totally awesome. So you asked for hints for heels and corset and pantyhose. I don't wear pantyhose a whole lot. I wear stockings and garters, but not pantyhose. So I don't have a whole lot of hints about those. I have a lot of listeners who really enjoy wearing pantyhose, and sometimes both partners wearing pantyhose and cutting holes in the appropriate places and just doing vanilla fucking, because that feels so good. So that's something you might want to try. But there's lots of different kinds of pantyhose, and I get that the kind you like are the ones that feel really soft and smooth. So those are the ones you can just usually buy in a drugstore or anywhere. And sometimes they have ones that have it's solid at the top, and other times they have full sheer ones. I like the sheer ones because I like to see what's underneath the pantyhose. And as far as hints in walking in heels, what I like to try and do when I'm wearing a pair of heels that are a little bit unsteady, we have that, like the spike heel on them, is to pretend I'm walking on my toes everywhere and not put a whole lot of weight back on the heel, because otherwise you're sort of depending on that, and it's not a real firm method of supporting yourself. So just pretend that you're walking on your toes, kind of, and you're walking around on your tiptoes. Now, as far as any kind of hints for corset, you do have to make sure that you've laced that corset correctly. And I'm going to put a link in the Linkorama about how to lace a corset. And if you do it the right way, what you end up with is two loops that start at the top and the bottom of the corset and then meet in the middle. And this is where you tie them. So those loops actually enable you, should you want to do something like this, to be able to put that corset on yourself. So you loosen it to the point where you can put it on, and then you can tighten it by taking those loops and putting them both over a doorknob. I swear to God this works. And you lean into it and it tightens it, and then you can reach behind yourself and tie them. You tie it in a bow, and then you tie the bow part of it, you knot it again so that it will stay. So the reason I tell you all this is because it sounds like you're having so much fun with this that you might want to get all dressed up for her and be ready for her when she arrived home from, I don't know, the market, work, wherever. That might be really fun for you. So that is a tip I have as far as corsets. Don't lace them too tight, because if you do, it'll press on those bottom ribs and it can be painful. So you don't want them to be that tight. But corsets are fun. I love wearing them, and I have actually quite a collection of them. So congratulations to both of you, especially to her, for realizing that this is something you would go for, and for you for going for it. And wow, what a story. Thank you so much for sharing it. What fun it was to play the music for you. So that's it. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotic in the forum, and pegging101.com. where I have informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you like. And the Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, check out my Facebook page. If you order some toys from enticeme.com, remember to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off your purchase. Send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too elementary, too empty-headed, or too eccentric. Many listeners are going to learn along with you, so throw those questions in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you for downloading and listening, everyone. You rock. Happy pegging!